Welcome back, everyone, to Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Folks, we are glad to be back here for another Monday night edition of our show. We want to start our show off. We want to send our condolences out to the Terry Evans Jr. family. We talked a little bit about Terry last week. I had talked to his sister, and she'd give us an update and told us that had seen some improvement in Terry, but unfortunately, last Wednesday, Terry succumbed to his injuries that he got in the accident out on the highway, leaving the racetrack from a practice session he had there. And the Myrtle Beach Speedway is going to be doing a Terry Evans Jr. Memorial Race this coming weekend. So if you're in the area, go down, take in that race, support that. The funds is going to the Evans family, to his wife and kids. You know, it's a great cause. You know, they've been a GoFundMe page out there where last time I looked, almost $8,000 had been contributed to it. They raised $4,000 at Hickory Speedway this past weekend. Wake County Speedway raised another $2,500. And Steve Zacharias and Bob Lutz, the guys down at Myrtle Beach Speedway, has told us that they will make a large donation based off the attendance they have there at Myrtle Beach Speedway. So, again, folks, if you're in the area and you can take in a race down at Myrtle Beach Speedway this coming Saturday night, go take it in. Terry was a great racer and competitor. I understand that Justin Milliken, who was also injured in that auto accident with Terry, is going to try to be out there. He's been released from the hospital, got still some back issues and stuff. But from what I understand, Justin's going to try to be out at the racetrack. So go out and support him. Show your love for our racing family. Folks, I heard about something about 2 weeks ago and did a little digging, trying to do my homework, find out a little bit about it. I heard about this program called Operation Thank You. It was a thing involving the military and racing. And everybody that listens to our show knows that, you know, that's what we're all about here. You know, we always recognize our military unit of the week here on the show. And then, you know, the racing aspect brought it together. So I reached out to some folks and was able to get a hold of the right people to get someone to come on the show with us tonight to talk to us a little bit about Operation Thank You. And I want to take the opportunity to welcome Alan Schneid to Stars Radio. Alan, welcome to the show tonight, buddy.
Hey, thank you very much, Jerry. It's a real honor to be here.
Well, Alan, for our listeners that maybe have not heard about this Operation Thank You, and I got to tell you, I've talked to quite a bit of military since me and you had our conversation last week, and the word hadn't got out very well, but that's what we want to help you do, is get the word out there. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what Operation Thank You is about and how it came about? You know, how this little idea was put together, and what all can we expect from Operation Thank You?
Sure, Jerry. If you don't mind me just pausing for just a second, and I'd like to just express my thoughts, prayers, and condolences to the three Marines that we lost recently in the 7th Fleet on the Boham and Richard in the aircraft accident. And also we lost two last week, which was in Afghanistan in that disgusting attack. So I'd like to just, if they're listening, express my condolences to the families. And lastly, Jerry, if you don't mind, I just like to say thank you for your service, because that's what this is all about.
Well, I appreciate that. We also lost a sailor who fell overboard the U.S. Antietam out in the China Sea Sunday, Lieutenant Hopkins. And he was a graduate of the Citadel University right here in South Carolina, so I want to make sure we add him to that. But thank you for recognizing our military folks that lost their lives this past week.
Well, you know, Operation Thank You is just that. It's not honoring just one group or one individual or one service or branch of the military. It's really about saying thank you for your service, thank you for your sacrifice to those who serve, the men and the women, and their families. And what we're trying to do is just put a big old spotlight on this topic by making a TV show. But it really wasn't our idea. The core idea And I'll just tell you what I do. I mean, I make TV shows. We make stuff for Discovery Channel and History Channel and stuff all over the world. And we stumbled across a couple of real great Americans. One's name is Johnny Davis. The other one is Carl Long. They're both NASCAR, Xfinity, and Cup team owners. Carl drives as well. And they are real special folks. They decided to put a race together that's a private race just for the military. And it's going to be held in October at Myrtle Beach Speedway. And a big shout out to all the folks in Myrtle Beach. We know we're getting a lot of help from them. And Visit Myrtle Beach has been a huge supporter of us. And we're really quite happy to be partnering up with them as well. But when it comes down to it, Johnny and Carl making a new race, building five new cars. They're going to race, run a three-segment race. It's 200 laps, and it's going to be an epic weekend. But besides that, there's also going to be a music concert featuring Nora Collins and Eric Dodd. We're going to have a couple of marching bands and a parade and a bunch of other stuff to just say thank you to about 9,000-10,000 men and women who are currently serving in the various, you know, from the Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard.
Well,
that's the story.
I think it's a great idea, a great program, and I know that a lot of military members is going to be very thankful for you guys putting this together. Like I say, I was really interested when I found out about it. You know, anytime that I can connect, you know, our military and racing, I do that every chance that I can do. And I know a lot of hard work on Johnny and Carl's part has went in to try to make this work. And it's going to be fabulous. Now, you mentioned this was going to be in October at Myrtle Beach Speedway. What is the dates on that in October there, Alan?
Well, we're kind of, since it's a private race, we're not publicizing it. It's an invitation only. From that standpoint, because we don't want to offend a bunch of folks that show up. But we're right now scheduling it right in the middle there of October. But the announcement will go out to the bases in South Carolina, North Carolina, Northern Florida, and throughout the entire Department of Defense for anybody that wants to come. We are limited to 9,000 seats, and we're trying to add some special extra fun and some other things into it. But we're going to be working with the morale, welfare, and recreation officers and offices in each of the bases in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Northern Florida because they're closest proximity. And I got to tell you, I'm kind of new to all of this NASCAR stuff and racing, and I've always known about it, but I never really experienced anything. And I also didn't realize that there was so many military in the South Carolina, North Carolina area. I'm just so impressed. It's quite a busy area.
You're right. You know, there's probably off the top of my head, I can think of about 10 different military bases, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and Georgia. You know, real easy, 10 to 15 bases there. So you're probably talking a good 3, maybe 4 million military members at all the bases combined. So pulling 9,000 of them in to come do something like this, I don't think is going to be an issue. And I'll tell you something else, Alan, that you may not be aware of. You may be surprised at the active duty or retired military members that actually race at our local racetracks up and down the East Coast from Virginia through Northern Florida, like you were mentioning, because it's quite a few. I know, you know, personally, you know, being involved in it, you know, on a weekly basis, I know probably a good 100 of them that I can name out that actually get out there and race, you know, while they're trying to serve our country and defend the freedom that we all love. So, you know, you want to keep that aspect, you know, as part of your program and story there is all these guys that's in the military who's out there racing also.
Well, everything is very new to us from the standpoint of what's going on in all the racing area or the racing industry here. We're focusing mainly on kind of, if you look at the story of the series as kind of like got three legs, like a tripod or a three-legged table, the one leg is really about Johnny and Carl's companies, the day in, the good, the bad, and the ugly, kind of the behind the scenes of a real NASCAR racing team. Now, if your listeners watch NASCAR, and I'm having a feeling they do, then they probably may, or they may not know Johnny, they may not know Carl, because they run in the kind of they don't really place in the 10th plus area. Although Ross Chastain just placed fourth just a few weeks ago, which is a huge, huge success. But when it comes down to it, most of the time they're in the kind of the 10 back. They're, you know, they just don't get a lot of attention from those Fox and those NBC people because, well, they're not big names and they're not living somebody's legacy and they're not also spending millions and millions of dollars. That Carl and Johnny's companies are great stories because they represent real America. And real America today, as almost every day, we are hardworking people. We put our families, our communities, and our faith and such forward. And that's important to us. And we will do whatever we can to help out a neighbor and a friend. And in addition to that, we make just so much. And we keep making sure that, you know, we keep the family fed and everybody's healthy and safe. But when you look at trying to get a race car onto a track every week, for me, it was absolutely astonishing. I had no idea the difficulty that these teams go through. The funding, the sponsorship, the cost of engines and transmissions, and I couldn't believe the tires. I was blown away by the cost of tires. Right now, it's so expensive that these teams in that kind of back 30 group, which I affectionately call the underdogs, well, they're really struggling just to get there every weekend and put on a good show, and I'll give it a shot. And you know, that's kind of a metaphor for us. No matter what gets in our way as Americans, we're going to keep going at it. We're going to keep doing what we need to do to get that win or to make sure we keep our word. And when it comes down to it, that's what these guys represent. And that watching them go through that on the TV show is quite impressive. A lot of interesting characters at their shops, too. They got some pretty funny and silly ones. And in addition to that, there are car parts all over these places. I've never seen so many pieces of cars in my life. So there's that leg of the story. The other leg of the story is really about building five new cars specifically for this race. Because, you know, NASCAR regulations, they don't allow their drivers to drive in other NASCAR tracks and such like that. They can't take their cars out on those tracks. They can only keep their NASCAR car for those NASCAR official races. So they've got to build five new cars, and each one of the car, they said, is going to be designed to, or painted, I guess I should say, or probably wrapped, to look like one of the services. So you're going to have the Air Force, the Army, the Coast Guard, the Navy, the Marines, cars. So you've got no numbers on the cars because it's really about service against service in the race. And you've got the five drivers, five cars, and they're going to do this 200 laps. Well, that's a huge endeavor to pull all that off. Getting the track, organizing all the people. They're going to need hundreds of volunteers to help people get in and out, parking, everything. And, you know, this is a shoestring budget, as my mother and dad would say. But when it comes down to it, they've got to get a lot of help from a lot of friends and put on a good day. And actually, it's really about 2 days because it's going to happen on a Saturday, the races, and on a Friday is going to be practice and such like that, a bit of a music concert. And then on Saturday, there'll be kind of a parade and some excitement in the morning, and then qualifying laps. There'll be a bit of break, and then we'll do the race, and there's three segments of that. Pretty typical structure that you'd find. And then a concert after that. And then a big release of Sky Lanterns as a final tribute. We're all trying to pull off 500 Sky Lanterns lifting into the skies, weather permitting, as the final tribute and kind of the final scene of the TV show as well. So there's organizing the whole event is another element of the story or leg of that table. So you got the building of the five cars, the day in, the good, the bad, and the ugly of running professional race car shops and getting cars to the races, win or come or lose. And then you've got the organizing this new event. That's what the TV series is about. It's kind of a metaphor for American life today. It's exciting. You've got dynamic characters in the TV show. But most of all, you got really good people. I did not spend a lot of time in this area or in this sport. My whole life, I was traveling. I was covering news, current events, and things like that all over the world. And meeting the folks that work at JD Motorsports and at MBM Motorsports or Carl Long Motorsports, it's just been a joy. They're really great people. I've loved it. Although there seems to be an issue with my accent here. Apparently, I talk funny, and everybody reminds me of that, but that's okay.
Well, I can tell you, Alan, you do talk funny, but I can tell you as someone who was stationed in Rhode Island, who was stationed in Chicago, stationed in New Jersey, they told me I talk funny up there, too, so don't take it personally, buddy.
I don't take it personally. I think everybody talks real well here. I don't have a problem with it. I've actually even typed in a couple of emails, y'all, so I'm trying to adapt.
Hey, well, you mentioned a parade there, Alan. Where's the parade going to take place at?
Well, it's kind of in Myrtle Beach down there on the Ocean Boulevard is what we're trying to do. It's mainly comprised of first responders and local supporters and such, and hopefully we're going to have a couple of special elements in there. But the goal is to try and get the 9,000 or 10,000 military personnel and their families to come in, and the city is going to structure or help us structure, and Johnny and Carl, a special rate for the hotel and such, kind of a package for them. Because, you know, they don't get paid a lot, so let's try and not extort it. We want to keep our costs in line. We want to make sure that it's affordable or free as much as possible. The race is free. There's no charge to anybody that comes to the race if you're military. We're trying to make sure that food and beverages are either extremely low cost or free. It's just all about what sponsors are going to help us out with those kind of things. We really want to make this an entertainment thing. But, Jerry, there's something I need to mention. I should have mentioned early. It's really important to us that the servicemen and women, that when they come to enjoy the event, either a Friday and Saturday or both days or one day, they don't have to wear their uniforms. We want them to just come be people and just enjoy themselves. I don't want to see them come in and, you know, when you got a uniform on, it's a different person to some degree. So we want them to come in with their families or their friends, sit, enjoy it. They don't have to be on display, so to speak. And we want to make sure that everybody knows that. This is really an honest to God thank you, and we mean it from the bottom of our hearts.
Well, Alan, you talked about the show and what the docu-reality portion of it is. You guys is going to be filming and keeping up with what's going on there at Johnny's and Carl's establishments. Do we know what dates the show is going to be on TV yet?
Well, the TV series, or the series, I should say, is going to start broadcasting late October, early November. We're trying to finalize that date. But the fun thing is it's not going to be on a TV channel or a network at first. We're going to publish the whole thing online so that everybody has access to it. Because, frankly, there's not a lot of people watching TV anymore, traditional TV or cable. There are a lot of folks watching, or the majority of our audience that we can tell from research, is watching stuff online. I think everybody, just about everybody's got a smartphone or a tablet or a computer today. I think we're broadcasting on the internet ourselves right now, and they're watching or listening to us through Facebook and through your main website. So we're doing the same thing, and the reason we're doing that is we don't want anybody to get have difficulty finding it, and we want it to be there when they want to watch it, when they have time. And the other reason is we want to make sure they can see it all around the world, because members of the United States Armed Forces serve all over the world, and we want it to be there for them when they have time and they're off duty, or they've got a few minutes to watch it and they can sit down and do it. Otherwise, they got to wait for a TV channel to put it on for them. So we wanted to make sure this is accessible to everyone through the internet. And in fact, if you go to our website, which is 200laps.com, that's 200laps.com, you'll be able to check it out there. And there's a great video, gives you a little taste of what's going on. And you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And please, for God's sakes, everybody, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And that's at 200 laps as well. So 200LAPS. Thanks for letting me do that, Jerry.
No problem. I was going to ask you about how was the best way to keep up with what was going on. That's sitting here in my notes that I was going to ask you, so you just helped me out with that. I got to tell you, I'm very excited for this to take place. Looking forward to getting down there in Myrtle Beach and being part of this event. And, you know, as me and you talked last week on the phone, anything that we can do to help you guys out, you know, we're here. We're local there in Myrtle Beach. That's where North Myrtle Beach. That's where our studio is at. Anything that we can do to help you guys out, put this word out, broadcast the, you know, from the event down there that weekend, we're here for you. You know, that's what we're all about, well, racing and military.
We really appreciate it. And since the whole thing is, you know, when you make an unscripted reality show like this, it's not live to TV. So you won't be able to see it right away, and we're going to ask all of our guests not to tell anybody who actually wins for a while. So the episodes will go out starting at probably the end of October, and we hope to have the final episode on Christmas Eve, and that's when everybody's going to find out who won. And awesome. So we're going to try really hard to keep a secret for that long. But I wanted to offer and ask you guys, and maybe your listeners would want to chime in here, but we'd like to say thanks to you, your team, and we would like you to have a live broadcast, but we can't let you tell anybody who won. So just for your show, for your station, we thought we'd invite you to come down, and we'll give you a setup down there so that you can talk to your folks throughout the day or afternoon and really let those who couldn't make it into the seats enjoy a little bit of it. But again, we're not going to tell you who won.
Right, I got you. Okay, I'll get with you, and me and you and Jeff talk and figure out exactly what we need to do, how we need to do it, and get all that worked out. Sounds like a plan. Alan, I want to thank you for taking some time and coming on the show tonight. If there's anything that we can do in the future to help promote this, you got something you want put out, you know how to get a hold of me. Shoot me a text, an email, call me, whatever you need to do, and we'll do whatever we can do to help put this information out for you.
Thanks so much. Just help us get the word out there. We need a lot of followers on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll keep everybody up to date and see how it goes, and looking to, you know, achieve greatness here with the race, with everything. But mainly we want to say thank you to the men and women currently serving and those veterans who have served in the past. Thank you so much. We couldn't do what we're doing without them taking all the kind of the concern out of our lives. So thank you so much. I mean that sincerely.
You're absolutely right, and I thank you for what you guys is doing there. Folks, really appreciate Alan coming on. That's Operation Thank You. You can go check them out on Facebook, 200laps.com. They're on Twitter, 200laps. Go check it all out. It's time for us to get out of here for tonight. Our military unit of the week is going to be those folks right there that we were just talking to, that's working on Operation Thank You for all our military. Appreciate everything that they're going to do to make this a big, successful event. Folks, we'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. A production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Remember, Patrick Reynolds and Speedway Reports coming up at 7:30 and Racing and Rocking at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Good night and God bless.
Bimini's Oyster Bar and Seafood Cafe has been serving nothing but the freshest